Director Olinger is going to do the prayer, and Director Kyle is going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A brief prayer. Gracious Lord, source of our strength and well-being, we bow our hearts and minds to you, giving thanks for all that you do for us, beauty in nature, health, friends, and family. Help us to share our praise by being of service to others. In your name, amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, would you take roll call, please?
Director Don Olinger.
Here.
Director Greg Young.
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Here.
President Dr. Michael Taylor.
I'm here. Thank you. All right. I move that we adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right.
We have some items on the agenda that we wanted to pull.
Okay.
Let me go. Item
12 and 13.
12 and 13. We wanted to pull from the agenda.
I'll second.
Okay.
Was that to pull for further discussion or just pull?
Just pull.
All right. All right.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the motion.
You yes, wanted to pull two items.
Was to pull item number 12 and 13 from this agenda.
To pull for discussion?
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
From the agenda.
He's taking these two items off the agenda.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. All right. I don't agree with that, but that's fine. All right, so we have a motion on the floor to pull items number 12 and 13 off the agenda.
That's true.
We have a second?
I seconded it.
Madam Secretary, take roll call.
Director Don Olinger?
No.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
No.
And President Dr. Michael
no.
Taylor?
No. All right. The motion fails. I move that we adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
I will second the motion.
Madam Secretary, take roll, please.
President Taylor, I believe that there's an emergency item that the GM would like to present to the board.
Is there an emergency item that you'd like to add to the agenda, sir?
Yes. Just a few days ago, we had the opportunity to apply for a grant, and we need the resolution passed for the Bureau of Reclamation so that we can go after the funds to put in our automated meter reading system.
Was this the one that you called me on?
Yes.
Okay. Just an explanation on this one. By the time the agenda was posted, it came to our attention that these funds were available. So I told the general manager just to put in, it's basically we're just putting in a CHIT holder for ourselves, but the board still has to approve everything. That is the item, is it not?
That's the item, yes.
Okay. And it takes a 4/5 vote, is that correct?
Yes.
To get it on the agenda?
That is correct, Mr. President. Is it okay if I read off what the agenda item will be?
Yes, would you please?
Okay. It is to consider resolution number 2019-2019-4, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the West Valley Water District in support of filing an application within the United States Bureau of Reclamation for a grant under the Water Smart Grant, Water and Energy Efficiency Grant for fiscal year 2019. Amending resolution number 2019-2019-2.
Okay. I make a motion that we add this to the agenda as item number 14.
21?
President, we have an item number 14. This would be item number 21.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to look at the other page. It's been a long day. I recommend that we add it to the agenda as item number 21. Do I have a second?
I will second the motion.
Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
And for the public, we do have additional copies that I will be placing out.
I just want to say thanks, Clarence, for acting fast and notifying me. I appreciate it. Anytime we can find money and put in for it, it's great.
Well, giving credit where credit's due, it's Ricardo, really.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Okay. I had made a motion. I'm making the motion again that we adopt the agenda as is. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay. Oh, public participation. John, would you do me a favor and read that tonight? I'm tired of reading that.
Certainly. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker's card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes under the State of California Brown Act. The Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agenda. Comments related to noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is the time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If anyone disrupts the meeting, they will be removed.
Thank you, sir. I have two cards up here for public speaking today. The first one I have is Mr. Don Griggs. Don? Good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Don Griggs, president of the West Valley Water District Ratepayers Association. I want to acknowledge that you sent Scott Olson to represent the district at the Rialto Black History Committee program in February, because it is good to see the outreach and support of community activities. However, I want to add that it is well known in the Black community that Mr. Olson is a known member of the Republican Tea Party. So you might want to know those things before you send people out to represent. We've had a few people make comments about that, about Mr. Olson being there. We wanted to pass that on. In your minutes of February 7th, Director Clifford Young made a motion for the district to pay for a lawyer of his choosing regarding employee complaints. However, the board voted 3-2 and it was denied. Also in the minutes was approval of payment to Robert Tafoya Law Firm for legal services he has provided to the district. Director Greg Young stated he was going to vote against approval of this bill and felt the hours charged did not correctly reflect the work product brought to the Board of Directors. What was not in the minutes was a comment by Director Young where he said that Tafoya was providing shoddy work and the response by Robert Tafoya defending his firm. Even though I do not agree with everything by Tafoya, I think the record should reflect his more than appropriate response to Greg Young's accusation regarding his firm. I point this out because we have noticed the two new lawsuits before you involving former employees Karen Lodge and Matthew Litchfield that were filed in Superior Court with Clifford Young being the focus of attention. His leadership has been an embarrassment to all of you and the ratepayers. He has other alleged actions pending against him that will cause more bad publicity against all of the good that the staff is doing. WAG members are still talking about the tour we took back in January of the district water treatment plant. However, we do have hope in the recent decisions taken by Directors Taylor, Kroller, and Olinger, such as denying more legal cost requests. We also want you to stop paying for long-term care insurance as a benefit for board members, since employees do not have it. According to our research, no water district in the state provide paid long-term care. Maybe the Young should resign from the office. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a second card up here for Mr. Hardy Brown. Mr. Griggs, are you going to speak on his behalf?
Yes, I'll speak on behalf of Mr. All Brown. Right. After the board meeting on 3-7-2019, Dr. Clifford Young approached Mr. Griggs and me in the audience before we could exit the building and said, "Stop telling lies on me." I responded by asking what lies, and he responded, "Hardy, you are in the newspaper business and know that defamation of people's character can get you sued, and Don Rogers has a lot of money." I took his comment as a personal and direct threat to prevent me from speaking at the meetings and for me to stop writing articles on his abuse display of harassing staff and the public speakers during public participation. I have documentation of what I said that I want to enter into the record as it relates to Don Rogers' contribution to his political campaign and what Robert Christman said about Dr. Young. There were other things he said, but due to limited time, I will not address them here. But let me be clear, I will not stop speaking out on a director who used intimidation or bullying or other deceptive behavior to get his way for personal gains off the back of the ratepayers. Speaking to some of the items on the agenda, I support the new committee list and assignment. In my opinion, Dr. Young does not deserve to sit on any. I support the posting of audio minutes on the website because it will give access to the public and promotes transparency. I would like for you to put the monthly director's fee reports online as well. The selection of the Pond Group to conduct the mid-year financial audit is good since they have no political conflict of interest connection to the district that I am aware of. As I have noted in the past, the two employee cases filed in court have a common focus of threatened and intimidation language used by Clifford Young while violating their civil or employee rights as employees. I close my remarks tonight by saying you are going in the right direction and you do not let one or two directors derail you and the staff from doing what is right with the ratepayers. Thank you. And with that, I'd like to submit a form for the secretary, please.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? See no interest. I'm going to close the public speaking. Move on the items. I'd like to make a motion for the agenda to pass all the items 1 through 21. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
I have a second.
Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
I make a substitute motion.
Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
It needs to be heard.
President, when a substitute motion is made, you do have to acknowledge that substitute
motion. Okay.
I make a substitute motion that we pass all items except items 12, 13, 19, and 20, which I want a separate consideration on.
Okay.
So now, if you accept that substitute motion, you can say that, and then that substitute motion will go forward, and then you'll have discussion on 12, 13, 19, and 20.
Okay.
It's a substitute correct? Motion, not a friendly amendment.
Right, substitute motion.
That's yeah, right. Which needs a second.
It does.
But yeah.
Okay.
He has a second.
All right, I don't accept the motion.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. I was thinking of something else. This is a substitute motion, which requires a second. A friendly amendment, had Director Young made a friendly amendment, then of course you would have to accept that. But it's because this is a motion, then he has a second. That motion must be heard and must be voted upon.
Okay. All right, the second motion is to pull what items again?
I would like to pull items 12, 13, 19, and 20 for separate consideration.
19 and 20?
Correct, and I just want a separate consideration.
Okay. There's a motion on the table to pull items as a substitute motions 12, 13, 19, and 20. That is correct?
And move the remaining as one vote.
And remove the remaining as one vote.
And that's for discussion.
And that's for discussion. And I have a second by Dr. Young. Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Thank you. And for clarification, Director Young, that includes the emergency item, which would be number 21.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yeah.
21 also?
Yes.
So it's, let me do this again. Okay, so we have a motion
to move all items.
To move all items with the exception of 12, 13, 19, 20, and 21.
Yeah.
21 is the emergency item.
Well, 19 and 20.
19 and 20.
Do you want to discuss 21?
No.
No, so motion is 12, 13, 19, and 20. Just the
like
same motion.
Just like he said, okay. Yeah. I thought it was the emergency item you wanted to discuss.
No, and again, I just want separate consideration and discussion on some of these other items.
Okay, so it's just for discussion.
Well, yeah. and a separate vote, obviously, but yes.
Okay. All right, that is the motion. Do I need to repeat it again, or is it pretty clear to everybody? Clear as mud? Okay, Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther? And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right. Everything's passed. Item 12. Greg?
I just want a separate roll call vote on these items. I do have a concern that I cannot state publicly, but I am in favor of the provision. I have some concerns about the timing of it, so I will be abstaining, but I did want to make it clear to staff that I do support the intent. I just had some questions that I could not resolve open session. Thank you.
Okay.
May I have a substitute motion to offer?
Okay.
Regarding items 12 and 13, that we table items 12 and 13.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to table items 12 and 13. Is there a second?
I'll second it, but yeah.
Okay, Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Could there be a discussion on that?
We can vote to discuss after we take this vote.
Director Olinger, this is a motion to remove these items from the agenda, not discussion.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Table.
This is a discussion to table these items.
Okay.
To remove it from the agenda.
Okay.
Yes.
The answer is no.
Okay.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
No.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
No. Okay, now I make a motion that we pass items 12. I know, but his vote was to remove him.
Mr. President, you're now taking these items one at a time, so you take 12, then you'll open 13 for discussion, so on.
That's what I was going to do. Okay, I make a motion that we pass item 12. Do we have a second?
I will second.
Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Director Don Olinger?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Before we vote on this. I'd like to hear a discussion on the long-term provision. That's a new one to me.
Debbie, can you talk to this?
Yes, Director Olinger, it's not for long-term care. It's for our current health retirement benefits for our employees. So what we're asking for is that right now, employees have to work 20 years in order to get full retirement health benefits.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so what we want to do is to prorate that based on years of service of the employees. And we have looked at other districts, and after 10 years of service, all employees are eligible for retirement benefits. And so therefore, we are looking to do a prorated based on years of service, and we have from 25% up to 100% once they reach the 20 years. So we're not taking down the 20 years, but we're prorating it based on percentages.
Okay, I misread that, and I'm sorry. Yeah, you've explained that well.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
That's all.
Don, is that sufficient?
Yeah,
is this competitive with other agencies that they do the same thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We've checked and we've surveyed four other agencies, and a lot of them start giving full benefits at 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
and 10 years. And so then what we're doing is just a prorating it based on years of service and on a percentage.
Okay, Don, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
All right, so the motion on the floor, and it has been seconded to pass item number 12. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
As previously stated, I'm in support, but I will be abstaining due to some legal matters related to this item.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I'm abstaining on this vote.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Passes 3-2. Thank you. All right, let's move on to item number 13.
Mr.
Item
President, number 13. It's 302.
302.
We did not vote in opposition.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It's been a long day, Greg. You'll have to forgive me.
No problem. No, it's okay.
All right.
I just wanted to correct it.
Sorry. All right, so let's move on to item number 13, please.
Basically, just a reiteration of the last one. I'm in support of this change for the employees, and I did want them to understand that, but because there is a larger issue that I cannot discuss in open session, I do have a concern about taking it up at this present time, but I am in support of it overall, but I will also be abstaining on this item. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to make the motion that we pass item number 13. Do I have a second?
I will second the motion.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I'm abstaining.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, item number 19. Was this yours, Greg?
Yes, it was. I just wanted to clarify, and I know, Clarence, I had asked you this before the meeting, but just that in the amended capital improvement budget, there should be a line item for, well, 18, correct? 18A, I believe it is.
18A. And, John, what was the explanation for that, that it was out not in the budget? I know we were working on a grant for that, but...
Right, and I believe we were waiting for some estimates. We didn't really have any good numbers to put in there yet.
Okay.
So we're not asking to put it in now, or we're just not sure what to put
down? We'll bring it. We don't have the numbers yet.
But
because we've been getting quotes. Okay. One quote was for 12, 13 million. Remember, we talked about that. And we think we can do much better than that.
So realistically, we're probably not going to see it for the remainder of the year. It'll be for next year's budget then.
If we get some good quotes, then we can bring it to the board as a separate item.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to give us the opportunity to pass it as amended if need be. But
no,
if
I
you're
agree.
Basically saying that you don't really need that just yet.
We don't have the numbers to
okay.
show you. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll move that we adopt item 19.
I'll second it.
With the changes before us.
Okay, I'll second it. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, item number 20. Was that yours, Cliff, or Greg's?
It was just mine. I just wanted a separate vote on it because I still believe that we should have the state do this, so I'm going to be abstaining on this.
Okay. I recommend that we pass item number 20. Do I have a second?
I will second the motion.
Madam Secretary, we have a second. Please take the vote.
I have some questions.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Who is this audit firm?
The Pine Group is a group that was used before from according to district staff, that was used before to perform our audit.
How long ago can we find
about out? About 2-3 years ago.
It's been a while.
I've been on the board since 13. I've never heard of this group.
Well, they're a very well-known accounting firm. And when we reached out to find accounting firms, we only reached out to those that were well-known. And this is one out of, I think, Long Beach or Torrance, somewhere in that area. But they're a very good firm. And so the staff, they gave us the lowest cost bid, $45,000.
Did other firms bid on it?
Yes.
Did you ask the state controller to bid on it?
That was not my direction from the board. The direction from the board was to find an audit firm, and we go with that audit firm.
I thought the directions from the board was to take our present audit firm to do this. I could be wrong, but I think that was the direction, was to take the present audit firm that we're using to use for this short period of time.
Right, but since that time, there are some conflicts of interest, and so we've been reported that there are conflicts of interest, so we're taking a firm that is neutral.
We wanted this, the direction of the board was that this be truly independent and that the firm has no connection with anybody here in the district, period, whether it's an elected body, one of the officials, or whether it's an employee here. And that was the direction that was given to the general manager. We just wanted to make sure there wasn't any conflict. We can talk about it in open session if you want.
I just never have heard of this firm. I've been in the public sector for years.
Do you want to talk about it?
And I don't know.
Okay.
From my memory, since I've been on the board, okay, we have not used this firm.
All right.
And we're using an audit firm that we know nothing about.
Okay. The staff reports to me that the firm was used.
Okay. All right. Then it was used. All right.
That's probably an asset not to know who the firm is.
No, I'm talking about the reputation of the firm. I'm not talking about knowing details.
Yeah.
The reputation of the firm, and I don't know if we've used them before.
Yeah. But you would agree with a second opinion, because we have mid-year.
No, what I agree with is that we asked the state controller to do this mid-year audit. That's what I agree with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see.
And I put a motion for a vote on that. I wanted to amend this to ask the state controller to do this mid-year audit. I want to record it. Hold on.
Well, that's not on the agenda, so I don't know that you can have a vote on that.
I can amend the staff report.
You're going to amend the staff report?
Yes. I'll offer an amendment to the recommendation on the staff report.
But you have to have an agenda item to make a motion to send it to the state controller. You can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you that it's not on the agenda.
All right, there's a motion on the floor right now to pass item number 20. I have a second already. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I'm voting no because I have no knowledge. There's no knowledge of this firm. No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right. Let's move on to other matters.
Item 21.
We've already approved that. You know what, legal counsel, do you want to report out of closed session right now?
Thank you, Mr. President. There was no reportable action taken.
Thank you. Any board members want to talk on something?
Just real quick, I just wanted to thank everybody for coming out, and I did want to, again, thank staff for all their hard work on the mid-year budget. It's always a fun time, and we have the main budget coming up here for the next year, so we look forward to doing it all over again here pretty soon. But I did want to publicly thank the staff and the supervisors and managers for answering all of my very tedious questions. I do appreciate it, so thank you.
Thank
you, President.
Thank you, Greg.
If I could announce an event that's upcoming.
Oh, yeah, please do.
So the West Valley Water District is very proud to present Earth Day 2019, which will be held April 13th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's a Saturday, and it'll be held here in our facilities in the back. We're going to have water education, landscape demonstrations, kids interactive activities, introduction of organic fruits and vegetables, a tour of our water treatment plant, how to read your water meter, free giveaways, a lot of food, and a lot of fun. So a lot of the employees and departments will be participating, and it's all supported by our wonderful directors, our distinguished directors that are here today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ricardo. All right. If there is nothing else, April, we have some meeting. I'm reading April. Crystal, we have some meetings coming up.
Yes, we do. Sorry, let me down here.
I saw April, and that's.
Yes, we have the April 2nd San Bernardino Municipal Water District. Your meeting is noted on our calendar. Also, the Bloomington MAC Advisory Council meeting on the 11th. We will also have the San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District Advisory Commission, which was recently added to our committees list. On the 15th of April, again, we'll have San Bernardino Valley's board meeting. April 8th, we'll have our district Human Resources Committee meeting, followed the same day by the External Affairs Committee. On the 9th will be our Safety and Technology Committee meeting. The 10th, District's Engineering and Planning, I'm sorry, that should say District Engineering Operations and Planning Committee. And on the 19th will be our District Finance Committee, closing with our April 11th regular board meeting.
Thank you. All right. With that, I'm going to go ahead.
I had one other report.
Okay. Go ahead.
I did want to report the district has settled the San Bernardino litigation for $6 million, and the first $3 million check came into the district last week, and I believe that all the rest of the paperwork will be filled out, and that will be taken care of fairly shortly.
Okay, is there going to be some publication coming out on that?
Yes, we're working on a press release, and I think by tomorrow we'll have it ready to go.
Okay, that's good news. All right, is there anything else before I close this down in record time? All right, with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.